Everybody signed in and seated? All right, thank you, Justice Knight. I'll go ahead and call Personnel Committee meeting to order and want to apologize to committee members for not being able to be in attendance in person. My business has me out of town this week, and I know I was absent and unable to fulfill the meeting duties last month due to illness, but we do have a lengthy agenda, and I want to make sure we get the county's business conducted, so I went ahead and scheduled the meeting. But just to conduct things a little bit smoother tonight, since it is very difficult for me to hear the room over Zoom, I would like to ask Justice Pickett if you would be all right if I appoint you as temporary chair to conduct the agenda this evening.
I accept.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, the meeting, the floor is yours.
Good. You call the meeting to order. So the item number two is Scott Sampson, the COLA, and the elected official salary discussion.
All right. So I don't really have a resolution. I just want to kind of, Chairman, I think we've had these discussions on multiple occasions. It's something we've really worked on for about the last year, especially the elected official salary. It's something that comes to light about a year ago when I was working through salaries of chief deputies. And when we started getting chief deputies right, we kind of looked at all the elected officials. And I want to take that up. The first thing I want to do is let's look at the very back page. And let's talk about a little bit about COLA and inflation and CPI and those stuff. Now, you know, a lot of the state and APRS, they have a 3% COLA adjustment. Elected officials also have a 3% COLA adjustment max. That goes for justices and other elected officials. But what I did is I read some COLA numbers. Ran some CPI numbers and show you a little bit of inflationary numbers. And this is not going to, I don't want to talk about just salaries on this. I want to talk about all expenses, what we're going to see in this inflation cycle, okay? And I don't want to step off too far out of this. But as you can see, inflation has been running since 2015. That's when I took office. Inflation's been running around 2% until 2021 when we went to 4.7%. The estimate for 22 is going to be 8.6%. I've seen it as high as 9. I've seen it as low as 8.2. But we're talking about a huge jump. In 2 years, essentially, for every dollar, you have about 87 cents is what it spends, what it makes. Okay? Now, and down there below that, if you take the CPI, which is the Consumer Price Index, from 1913 to 2022, the average yearly inflation is 3.2%. If you take in with 2022, which is an estimate, we know it's an estimate, but we know that number can be pretty bad close. You're at 3.3. And I broke it down by last 5 years, last 10 years, last 25 years, last 50 years. Here's what the thing is with inflation. You will have a period of 15 to 20 years where your inflationary period is somewhere between 2 to 2.5%. But then you have a inflationary period like we're in right now. And Justice Pickett, you tell me where I'm wrong right here. You had this huge spike, okay? I think we had it back in 19. We had a little bit in the late 2000s. Had it bad in the early 90s. But you have this huge spike where your inflationary numbers go to the 6 and 7 and 8%, and even in the 70s, I think it went into the 10s and 15%. That's where you get your 3.2% total average. So when we start talking about COLAs and we start talking about 3%, and 3% is too high, yeah, it is in a normal year. But what happens when you're paying that close to 3%, you're buying in a little bit in this heavily inflationary period. So if we were just to track and do COLAs for every year for the last since 2015, we'd be paying 1%, 2%, and 3%. But then for 2022, we'd be paying the next 9%. And it's something the county can't afford. So I want the personnel committee and the budget committee, let's take that kind of into effect and think about it in those type of terms, about an overall inflationary period, and not just what did it do last year. So with that, I've talked to Sebastian is leading counties, and those are the counties that I compare the most to. And Sebastian County is looking at a 5% COLA for this next year, and Saline County is looking at a 4% COLA for this next year. And that's what I want to ask for my office for COLA adjustment in the budget. I'm going to ask for 5%. Now, once again, I don't have a resolution here. I don't know what I need to do asking for that. Do I just need to ask for a vote to say, yes, I can take the 5% COLA to the budget and finance to see if we can afford it? Or do y'all, where do you go from there? You ask me questions and let me answer whatever I can.
So, Justice Pickett, what's the normal process for that? Would that normally originate here? Would that normally originate in your committee?
Gets to the budget and finance committee, we can fiddle with it. And then once it gets to the full court can add or subtract. But we don't, it's an administrative budget, it doesn't originate with the court.
I'm just making sure that I cover my bases here so that when I take it and put it on my budget for budget finance, somebody doesn't say, hey, you didn't go to the person that make sure that I'm covered. Maybe I don't need to go to personnel with this. I don't know. But
so,
I'm asking.
Yeah, Justice Knight, to Scott's point, we have in our personnel manual that pay raises or pay raise requests have to be brought up during certain times of the year, and September is one of those times. So I think to Scott's point is he's trying to raise his hand and say, hey, I believe that my employees are due a raise, perhaps for merit, but certainly or a cost of living increase. So when do you do that? And I think Scott's point is the best time to do it is now for the personnel committee to discuss a potential COLA number that can then move potentially to budget finance and then full court.
And I know I'm sitting here asking for my office. I've tried to ask for everybody before and that doesn't quite work. I've said nobody should get a raise, but everybody gets a raise, but that hasn't worked very well. So I'm asking for the treasurer's office, and I would hope that other offices are asking the same so that we all get the same COLA. I would hate to see one office get one COLA and another office get another COLA. I just don't think that's going to work out very well. But I'm here personally asking for the treasurer's office.
Justice Pickett, do you think the county can afford a 5% COLA across the board? Or is that yet to be studied?
If we give a 5% COLA across the board, we're still reducing our employees' salaries by 4%.
I have a question.
Absolutely.
Are we talking about a COLA increase here now that will affect this year, or are we talking about it that we will put into the budget analysis for next year?
What I'm asking for here is for the 2023 budget. Okay. And Justice Knight, I will address affordability in budget finance. This right here is I'm just making sure that all my bases are covered before I take it to budget finance. But we'll talk about affordability and sustainability in budget and finance.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dan.
Okay, that's part number one. Part number two. And like I said, it's something that that really kind of jumped out at me this time last year when we went to and asked for some raises for some chief deputies. In researching chief deputies of Class 6 counties, I went ahead and researched the full offices of Class 6 counties and kind of found out that really elected officials in Faulkner County are about 80% of where they should be as far as like-sized Class 6 counties. So, and at one point, and I don't know if this bill should go to personnel or budget finance, Mr. Pickett, I think this was the form that you had asked for these first two pages here.
Not maybe, it's the Appendix A to the personnel.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Appendix A to the personnel committee. Ask for these first two pages here. And so I put these first two pages together, much like all other salary. It's a salary survey, much like all the other salary requests going into effect. And honestly, the two counties that are closest to us are Saline and Sebastian County. The number one closest county that I use in just about everything as far as population and revenue and socioeconomic conditions is Saline County. We're 80 people apart in the last census, okay? Those two counties, Saline County is going to be at 99.805, and that's Sebastian County, and Saline County is going to be 1.504. We're at 79,573 for the treasurer's office in Faulkner County. My proposal to make the budget and finance for the budgeting process for 2023 will be $98,072. Once again, this is a just covering my bases, making sure that when I get the button, when I get to my budget, and I go to present that budget, that I've got all my bases crossed. There are supporting documents on that. It's another salary survey that I've broken down to 2023, and I think that I have sent y'all the page 4 there that was the 2022 survey. I had, at one time, first part of this year, I was trying to get an ordinance passed that kind of mimicked what Craighead County does. In which it said that elected officials will be paid 83% of the max set by, I think it's statute 1414, 1205, or 1404. Don't quote me on that statute, but it's in statute. That seemed to go nowhere, mainly because of the 3% COLA that was added to the max every year. I would love to see that go again. I understand if it doesn't, I'm going to come back and ask for those COLA raises every year. This third page here breaks down populations, differences from average. I know there's a lot of talk about average. Class 6 is tough to average. Most county classes have about 10,000 people range in it. Class 6 goes from 70,000, I think, into 200,000 or something, some super large number there. It's hard to compare a 70,000, 74,000 population county with one that's like us, 123. We're about 50% bigger. So that's what I want to go to with budget. I just need to say, say yay or no, you can't do it, or whatever y'all want to say.
So for the treasurer's office, for the treasurer position, that's a, please check my math, it's about a 22% increase.
Yeah, and just not the way I see it is the fact that we've really been getting paid about 80% in a 20% discount over the last number of years. This is not, there's nobody to advocate for election officials. I don't want to be the one standing up here doing it, to be honest with you, but nobody else is going to.
Can I say
something? Yeah, you sure can. Now, on my original ordinance that I put together, it did not have the county judge because he didn't want to be on the ordinance. It did have the quorum court. The quorum court is currently paid about 66% of the max. Well, I think the election officials ought to be at 83%, so should the quorum court. We need to be paid like our like counties. Sorry, you go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, I was just going to put the plug in there that we had researched to find out that also, I just wanted y'all to know that since 2012, the elected officials have not had a raise, except for COLA. So that's the reason. That's one reason it looks like a large number, is because it's been that many years since it's been increased.
Like I said, I'd like to not be the one up here advocating for it, but somebody's got to.
Mr. Chair, like Scott was saying, me and Scott worked back and forth on this ordinance when we were having this conversation when I brought my ordinance between the court, and we had this same conversation that he's having to you now. His original ordinance had the JPs on there. I was presenting the ordinance. I took them out. His original ordinance didn't have the judge on there. I said, I don't care. I put the judge in. So I was the one running the ordinance, so I ran the ordinance I wanted to run. And he told me exactly all these things that he's telling y'all. So I've had these
conversations personally with a lot of you at different times. Yep. This is something, like I said, I've been working on a year. And Justice Tyler, he's got the absolute right to do whatever he wants with his ordinance. Because I had talked to people, and I was afraid that I hurt some feelings in there thinking that I did those things. Those were not me. I was trying to make it wherever the way everybody wanted. It didn't go out that way, but that's how it is. But I'll take any questions that you have on that. Once again, I want to say this one lesson. This isn't about me. It's not about these people that are sitting up here. It's about these positions. The treasurer of Faulkner County ought to be paid like the treasurer of Sebastian County and the treasurer of Saline County. Because that's the size of counties we are. The county judge, and I know our judge didn't want to be on it, but I think the county judge would be paid like county judge Saline County because it's just as big a deal.
This is big. I just have a comment. I want to say thank you for putting all this together. I know we kind of looked at it back when Tyler had his ordinance before the court. I definitely agree. I would like to see a raise for all our elected officials. Our four-year elected officials, I definitely think it's deserved. As far as the number, can we get there? I don't know. I think the budgeting process is going to have to see that play out, but hey, shoot your shot is what I wanted to say.
Once again, I will put the numbers together when we get to budget, but I didn't think that personnel needed the budget numbers.
Thank you for bringing it forward.
If you do want the budget numbers, I'll bring it for you.
I'm at the Coca-Cola. By not getting a COLA every year or every few years, like all the raises that we come and ask for last year or this year, already in January, without a COLA raise, already in January, everybody's going to fall behind again. So then we'll be back here in May again asking for the same thing again because they're already behind. And we keep starting out behind and we never get caught up because of the COLA raises that don't happen.
I just want to make sure, I guess y'all can tell me no right now if you don't want me to go into budget with it, but you make sure that I've got all my I's out and T's crossed as far as it goes from personnel to go to the budget process.
Thank you, Scott. I'm sure the numbers will change before it comes back to full court, so going through budget.
I'll still fight them out, I promise you.
Thank you. Bye.
Isn't this budget process fun?
Piece of cake.
Well, before we go to the raises and reclassifications and what else, Faulkner County has a salary problem. But the salary problem has two pieces. One is, are all of the employees being paid comparable salaries? And the second is the COLA. And they're two different pieces, but they affect the salaries. We'll have a chance to talk about this in the future. It's rather difficult to sort it all out when the objective is to be fair and equitable. All that's constrained by the revenues that are available. So anyway, the budgeting process, particularly with the Faulkner County salaries, is, as the county clerk just said, there's a lot of pieces that we've just inherited from previous budgets. And we may can correct them this year, but at least we can get on the path of getting it corrected. So anyway,
Mr. Chair, may I ask a question, please? Whenever you mentioned that salaries should be comparable to, you're talking about comparable within the county of Faulkner, are comparable to the
comparable class, to the Class 6 counties, right?
class six counties, okay? And to piggyback onto what Treasurer Sanson said, it's difficult to compare a class six county with 70,001 population and a class six county to 125,000 population. So those will be a little bit difficult to make those comparisons. Although I agree with you that probably an oversight for the comparison should be a tax line.
Well, there's a way to adjust for that. There's a statistical way to adjust for differences in population. It hadn't come before the budget committee yet, but there is a way to do it statistically.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
We can talk about that in the future. So, given that, somebody, we need a motion to move a resolution of Personnel Committee 2201 to the full court for its consideration.
So moved.
Second. Is there any discussion of these raises? Now, there's some background material that the sheriff's office sent around that does this kind of work for all the pieces, for all the items that are on this resolution.
Justice Pickett, just to be clear, you've now moved the discussion from the treasurer's office to the resolution of Personnel Committee 22-01?
Yes.
Okay.
That was a motion and a second. So, are there any further discussion on it?
So these would be maximums. These wouldn't be actual numbers or just actual numbers.
We moved on to the sheriff's office?
Yes.
Sorry, what was your question? I
didn't
know we made that move.
Sorry about that. Yes, we have. This is on the table for discussion. These are numbers that would go into effect for next year.
Yes, sir.
Outside of a COLA that we might discuss in the future during the budget process as well.
Yes, sir. Last year we submitted a fairly large salary survey to at least get our employees up to average with other class six counties. We knew coming into 2022 the numbers were going to go up again. So Ms. Woolley conducted another salary survey, fairly large, and you'll see that some of the positions are still at average. Your dispatchers kind of a little different story there. Evidence officers, administrative deputies, they're still at the average. So there's no change in there. But some of the other positions, what we're asking for will get them to the average of class six. Well, I saw an article on the news the other day by KATV talking about the struggles of law enforcement and staffing. And they took a survey out of 37 states that between 2020 and now there's been a 40% increase in resignations. And I know that's any other profession, but in a profession that we have, we've got to compensate our people to keep good people, if not the crime in our counties will rise.
Chief, is there any new positions included in here that haven't already been voted on, or are these all existing positions?
These are all existing positions, okay. Even with the two new school resources.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Woolley, if we could do this for all the county employees every September, so that coming the next January, we would have all the proposed salaries up to be comparable, then the COLA decision would be very easy. So anyway, thank you. Unless there's a question for you. Then if there are no further questions on resolution of Personnel Committee 2201, then I'll call for a vote to pass it to the full committee for its consideration.
I think this goes to budget finance. This would be a resolution to go to budget finance to be part of the budget. So this doesn't go to the full court. This would go to budget finance to be discussed when the budget is created.
I missed that, but that's correct. Goes to the budget and finance. All in favor of sending it to the budget and finance indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. No? Okay. Next, Mr. Woolley, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Next is the Collector's Office, Resolution of Personnel Committee 22-02. I need to put that on the, I need a motion to put that on the table for the committee's consideration.
So moved.
Second.
I don't have a copy of that.
It's in here.
Here you go.
Discussion about the resolution 22 dash the personnel committee of 2202. Well, then I'll call for a motion to refer this to the personnel committee, to the budget and finance committee by a voice vote. All call for a vote. Mm-hmm. Indicate by saying aye.
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 Next is the library in proposed ordinance 22-41. Have I got it? I've got it in the right order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're doing good.
Okay. I need a motion to put this on the table for consideration to send it to the full budget next week.
So moved.
Excuse me. The full committee next week.
Second.
Good. Are there any questions about proposed ordinance 22-41?
So all these come out of county library fund, 300.
Right.
You're not pulling out of county general?
Nope.
Justice Pickett, once again, this is a ordinance that ordinarily would go to budget and finance if this committee were to pass it. So you're sitting in the personnel, as a personnel chair. I know it's confusing, but this would go to budget and finance.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Okay. It's going to, proposed ordinance 22-41 is going to the budget and finance committee rather than the full court. So, any further questions?
Mr. McGowan, section one, what's going on with that? Are we adding a new child services library?
Yes. Okay. We have somebody who has been working in the entry-level front desk position. She has got a master's degree in early education. She's more qualified probably than most of her peers in Classics counties to do programming for children and teens. And we typically hire a temp to help out the programmers. There's literally two people doing programming in Conway in the summer. And we thought, why would we hire a temp to help them when we have somebody with a master's degree here now? So we stuck her in there. We've been pursuing some automation stuff, so we actually think this would be a good time to let automation free up some from labor at the front desk, put somebody with a master's degree in the career that she has a terminal degree for, and augment the staffing for children's programming in Conway from two people to three people. Craigate County has, thank you for framing the comparison from the treasurer. Craigate County has seven people who are doing this job. Saline County has six. Garland County has kind of six. They actually pull in a lot of their other staff and effectively have about 14 people working on children's programming in Garland County. But I
millage rates. I'm willing to go from 2 to 3 if possible.
Thank you.
Further comments? Then I'll call for a voice vote to send proposed ordinance 22-41 to the Budget and Finance for its consideration. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Thank you,
Mr. McGraw. Now we have a new circuit clerk. So I need a motion to move for consideration of the resolution from the Personnel Committee 22-04. I heard a so moved and I heard a second. I think.
04 or 03?
Where is it?
So, ask right over.
I think it's 04.
Okay.
Motion.
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion among the committee members about resolution of Personnel Committee 2204? No. Then I'll call for a voice vote to move the resolution for the Personnel Committee 2204 to the Budget and Finance Committee for its consideration. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Good. Resolution of Personnel Committee 2204 is moved to Budget and Finance for its consideration. Next is a motion for to put resolution of Personnel Committee 2203 on the table for consideration.
So moved.
Second.
Or is there a discussion of Personnel Committee 22 Resolution 2203? No discussion. Now, Assessor office sent to each of us this kind of work for each of the proposed increases.
I'm getting pretty good, though.
Pardon?
I've been too.
Yes. Okay. Nothing further? And I'll call for a voice vote. To move send resolution of Personnel Committee 2203 to Budget and Finance for its consideration. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? No. Now, do we have any public comments? Next on the agenda.
There's not many from the public left.
I'll make one. Don't forget to pay your taxes. The last day to pay them is Monday, the 17th. It was extended because the 15th fell on a Saturday.
Hey, Justice Spigot. I'd like to say something.
You
okay?
Sure.
Okay. I'd just like to encourage y'all to ask if inflation's 8.5%, then ask for an 8.5% COLA. Ask for it. If we can't do it, we can't do it. We have to adjust it. But I would say ask for what you need, not for what you think we're willing to give you. Because even if we have to cut it back, it's more than you more than we do. I mean, I would support, if we got the money, I would support an 8% COLA. I'm being honest with you. And also, I mean, when we're looking at these raise requests to bring us up to the current average, and you're talking about Saline County and Sebastian County going 4% and 5% COLAs, that means that these raise requests are going to take us up to the current average, and next year we're going to be behind again. So I think that we should consider applying the COLA to the raise salaries if we have the money. If the money's there.
The request I requested is for an average for what they're going to have. Okay. 23. It wasn't a 22 request. It's a 23 request. So I've already made that calculation in the elected official request that I did.
Okay.
Right. So I don't want to get too much.
Yes, sir. I understand. Yeah. I mean, that's just my opinion. If the money's there, I don't want to shortchange the employees. Don't want to go overboard and get crazy. You know, but just that's just my opinion.
I was telling him too. Some of the elected officials are funded differently also, and I don't know about Nancy's cost report, but I don't know where yours would come from. But like me, Sherry, and the treasurer are going to come out of 1805, almost all of it. And so it might not be that much once we sit down and hash it all out with y'all and actually see how much of it's actually coming out of county general versus other funding sources. So it might not be. That's something else to think about. Is it might look like a huge number, but not all of that's coming out of county general. Because there is other funding. So.
I think last year what we kind of set as a precedent, I think, maybe, is that we wanted the individual department heads and elected officials to come to us to bring their salaries up to the current level where they should be. We can't fix the mistakes of past, of course, through COLAs, I think is what we pretty much established last year. But we would rather do that on a case-by-case basis.
And I would encourage the personnel committee to remember that your duty essentially is to decide whether that job function is worth that salary. It's the budget and finances job to figure out if there's enough money to pay for that salary. And then obviously the full court can decide as well. But this body traditionally has been viewed as judging whether or not the requested salary is worth that particular position, or that position is worth that salary.
Agreed.
Is there anything further to come before this illustrious committee? Otherwise, I'll accept.
Motion to adjourn.
So these, that our resolution